You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
Hey, and welcome. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, and hope you treat your mother right. I haven't treated my mother right today. I'm down in my back really bad. That's an occupational hazard that didn't bother me till recently, sitting on bleachers for 7 or 8 hours watching basketball games and scouting. Sitting on bleachers. If you want to text in on the text line, 405-880-2316, 405-880-2316. Let us know some of your, what do you do when you got to go to AAU tournaments and watch your kid play all day? You know, you sit on bleachers, no backs. What do you do? What's a remedy? Because, the last two Sundays, I could barely walk. Fortunately, last week we didn't have a show because Cowboy baseball started late. I wasn't crying about that. I was crying about my back, but it's actually a little bit better today. Ibuprofen and all that good stuff helps. But anyway, man, I was just trying to talk Bill into taking my place at a couple tournaments, go scout, sit on bleachers. I can't do it anymore. At least I got to get a lazy boy, somebody carry it around for me or something. But, hey, it won't be Sean Leary today. It'll be his brother Keenan calling in from Sports Thread with some recruiting tips for you. And Scott Swiden, my old friend, I tell you what, if anybody has his finger on the pulse of Oklahoma State sports, it's probably that's not in the regular media that's been doing this for 50 years. It'd be Scott Swiden. Scott was, when I first met him, late 70s, he was at OSU, and I was getting ready to go to OSU, and he was helping Ike Gross with the tennis program, the late Ike Gross, and Scott's a big tennis guy, but he's also a big basketball, football. I mean, I think he had season tickets for, probably every sport for about 50 years. He's now a tennis coach in West Texas at the college level, but we'll talk to him about that and reminisce a little bit. It's Mother's Day. I know probably our listenership's not where it is on a normal weekend. But it shouldn't be. You should be with your mother. But and by the way, I want to thank the great folks over at West Haven Nursing Home for letting my family in all week and seeing my mom. It's kind of neat to walk in and see her like we used to back before all this junk started. Hopefully we will never have to go through this again, but like I was telling my sons the other day, I'm going to guess sometime in your lifetime you probably will go through something similar. I hope not. Last one was 100 years ago. I hope not, but man, you never know. We'll take a break. We're going to hear from Keenan Leary here in just a little bit. He's going to call in from Denver, and we'll talk recruiting, and we'll have Scott Swiden on the rest of the show, and we can take your text on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. It's 405-880-2316. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswame.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Stillwater Medical Center would like to take this time to say congratulations to all the 2021 high school graduates and graduation classes for Oklahoma State University. Feel proud of your accomplishments as they wish you the best of luck in all your future pursuits. From the doctors, nurses, and staff at Stillwater Medical Center.
Every other Saturday, we're lighting up the night with Blacklight Bingo at Southwind Casino Newkirk. Play begins at 10 p.m. with a $10 buy-in. Enjoy 15 $100 games plus party games through the program, which pay cash or free play. This ain't your grandma's bingo. This is Bingo Under the Blacklights. Grab your friends, get a drink at the Blacklight Bar or Winner's Circle Bar, and get ready to yell Bingo! It's Blacklight Bingo, only at Southwind Casino Newkirk.
International Weather Service forecast tonight through Monday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. 48 tonight with northeast winds, 62 in northeast winds Monday, and 48 again Monday night with northeast winds. A better chance of rain Tuesday.
And welcome back. A terrific Saturday or Sunday. Mother's Day Sunday, good. We had a tournament called Mother's Day Saturday. That's why I slipped on the Saturday part. But Keenan Leary going to call in here in just a little bit. And he is with Sports Thread, younger brother of Sean Leary, the CEO. And give some recruiting updates. Of course, Cowgirls lost this afternoon. All three games were really competitive. And Cowgirls won Friday night to give I don't know. When's the last time OU lost a Big 12 game? Probably been a long time, Bill. When this 17. Year? 17?
Yeah, 2017.
So 4 years ago. That's how long it's been. I mean, that's softball's so much different from baseball in that, you know, you got one big-time pitcher, and if she's really good, you just ride her till, you know, maybe on a day she's not doing very well. And OU's top pitcher, you know, had some struggles this week, but they had some pretty good depth they brought in. And I thought Cowgirls might get them. They got down big. And then they had a big inning, and you thought, man, maybe here they come. They left the bases loaded. That was a killer. And when you had your home run shots, too many of them were single shots and not enough with people on base. But I think Cowgirls got the respect of the softball community here this weekend. Certainly a lot of folks will watch that as, you know, everybody's wrapping it up and heading to their their tournaments, their conference tournaments. UCLA, one of those, and we're hoping they lose because we're trying to host a regional. That's you know, that's the thing you want to host, and you know, Cowgirls, hopefully, you know, cross your fingers they get a regional. Cowboys won't get a super regional. Now, I don't know about regional. It's kind of hard to do that. They're not going to have a winning record in conference. Okay, so Bill's giving me some weight-breaking information. OSU versus Texas, 11 a.m. Friday morning in Oklahoma City in that Bricktown there. So
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Oh, that's softball. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was not baseball, but gotcha. And, of course, Bill is the voice of the Cowgirls on the radio here on Stillwater Radio, so you can listen to him and turn down the TV sound and watch him, and hopefully they sync up pretty darn close. Sometimes they do. I know on TuneIn. Yeah, when you do it online, because the delay is the same, I guess, or whatever. Bill, yeah, so you can do it that way. I like to watch Rex and the Chief that way, you know, turn down the sound. And because not that I have anything against Dave Hunziker and Coach, I really like that. I just grew up with Bill Platt and Rex along his side and learning from him. And, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, kind of what I'm going to go through with my buddy Scott Swiden here in a little bit. We're going to reminisce about the old days at Alley P and our friends Pete Incaviglia back in the day. And well, that was a lot of fun going into bars with Pete. You just walk behind him and you know that nobody's going to mess with you. He's a big old guy. But anyway, having some issues with our first caller. It happens. Somebody who's not called in before, I hope he calls in. I just sent him to call in here in about not 25 minutes now. That was earlier. That was, hold on. Let me just text him. This is not good radio. I understand that. But sometimes you got to communicate and call in now. Not in 25 minutes. There you go. So hopefully Keenan will call in. Baseball course this week and softball this week. You get the regional or the conference tournaments. Regionals later, then super regionals. And, you know, hopefully you go to Omaha or Oklahoma City, depending on what sport you're in. But, no, I'm so excited because normally, you know, yeah, Cowgirls have not been great in softball for a while. They were when I was in school. They were very, very good. But, you know, they went down for a little bit. Kenny Gajewski has been a shot in the arm in a big, big way. And hopefully get them back in the CWS this year in Oklahoma City. Hey, joining us right now, Keenan Leary. He is, I'm going to assume you are the younger brother, correct, Keenan?
You would be correct about that, Greg. I'm the younger and, you know, some people would even say the funnier one.
Well, I know your brother, so, you know, he's a very serious guy, so I'll bet you are the funny one. Younger guys usually are. Younger brothers usually are just the, you know, they weren't pushed as hard as was Sean firstborn?
Yes, Sean. So Sean was firstborn. He's about two and a half years older than me, and, you know, I came, I'm 3 years younger and, in school, but also played a different sport than Sean. So I was the football player. He was the baseball player. So we have two different competing perspectives on sports a little bit, but it all worked out well. Both ended up playing D1 at our respective sports.
Yeah, well, Keenan, what positions did you play in football?
Well, I was a defensive tackle back in the day,
gotcha.
Which was a lot of fun because you could basically just get to be the biggest, angriest dude on the field. A good time.
Did you play college ball?
I did. I played at the University of Northern Colorado.
Oh, gotcha. Nice place.
Yeah,
got to play in the snow a little bit.
You know, you don't get too bad of weather in Colorado, but we play all around the country, and the Big Sky Division is what we play in. And we play up in Montana a lot, and boy, up there, it's frigid.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, well, you know, every week when we have your brother on, we talk about some topic in recruiting, you know, something to stay away from, something to do, a tip or trick that'll help a kid in recruiting. Maybe their grandparents, maybe their parents are listening, pick up on it.
But what are we going to talk about today, Keenan?
Yes, sir. Well, so my position at Sports Thread is I'm the director of UX. So basically what that means is it's my job to create a community within Sports Thread and get all of the athletes communicating with each other, communicating with coaches. And from that, we've developed a program, what we call the Certified Athlete Program. What that is it's all about doing the little things right. So I thought today something that we could talk about is how important doing the little things is in when you're getting recruited for college sports, and then when you move into college sports, how important that is in making sure that you are competitive and that you are making sure that you're taking advantage of all the academic opportunity that you're getting while you're there.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So, you know, I've always thought a good story to kind of start this off was about my college coach. So University of Northern Colorado is a Division I FCS program. So, you know, we're a pretty decent level of ball. When you're at a program like that, your head coach is always, you know, one of the more revered people at your university. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
They're one of the highest paid people. They're, you know, they have hundreds of people working for them at a certain point, especially if you include athletes. So remarkably powerful and respected people at the universities. One of the things I always thought was interesting, I would be walking down the hallway with my coach, and he'd be in the middle of a story or talking to us about the game or our plan or our prep, and you'd see a piece of paper on the ground. Every single time, he'd see a piece of paper on the ground, piece of trash on the ground in the athletic hallway, he'd bend down and pick up that piece of paper, put it in his pocket, and throw it away later. And I always thought that was just so interesting because this is one of the most powerful men at the entire university. And in Northern Colorado, kind of a smaller town area, one of the more popular people in the entire region. But this man still takes the time out of his day to bend over and pick up that little piece of trash because it reflects upon him and his entire program. And I thought that is just the perfect way to look at what little things mean and how every little thing stacks up when you're getting into playing college sports and how all of these little actions can drive you to become a better player.
Absolutely. Now, this guy, you know, this is true even in Stillwater, Oklahoma, which is a bigger community, obviously. Mike Gundy's a big-time guy here, you know, walks around. It's hard for him to go to eat with his wife or to go to a movie without having to autograph or something like that. I would assume this guy's the same way, but he sees the little things add up to a big, big thing.
Absolutely, and, yeah, I'm sure Coach Gundy can't get around anywhere without being mobbed by people, and I'm sure he has the same philosophy when he's going through the athletic halls of what he's doing. And I think why that is so important is that's doing those just really minute details and making sure that every little thing stacks up on top of each other. Because when you're a college athlete, one of the things that people don't realize is, you know, depending on the level that you're at and depending on the time of season, if you know you're in off season, you have a little bit more time. But, you know, if you're in season and if you're at a reasonably decent level, you're or a reasonably bigger level, you're going to be between, you know, 20 and 60 hours a week of just athletic activity that you're going to be involved in. So making sure you get every single one of those little things right is just paramount to your success while you're there. And so actually we ran a nice poll talking to our athletes on Sports Thread about what they do to make sure that they're getting all the little things right. And I thought it'd be great to talk about some of the suggestions that other athletes, other student athletes around the country have had to make sure that they get the little things right in their academics, in their personal life, and on the field or on the court.
Yeah, throw them at us.
Yeah, so going through, you know, we pulled thousands and thousands of athletes, and by far the number one thing is keeping a daily schedule for your due dates, assignments, papers, all of those different kinds of things.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something that a lot of kids don't really think about because writing things down is really monotonous and it's not a lot of fun. But you know, getting in that habit of things, because when you play in college ball, everything just becomes your routine. Making sure that you have the routine of checking things every single day and making sure you have this part of your life, whether it's academics or sports or rehab or even your friends, making sure you have everything covered while you're going through your daily routine is absolutely crucial when you're trying to play college ball or when you're trying to go on and play at the next level. And that was by far the single largest one that we got. The next thing that we saw a lot of was treating everything like practice. So, you know, we talk to thousands and thousands of different athletes around the country, and everyone is super, super serious about trying to go play at the next level, their sport. But, you know, sometimes that lets academics fall by the wayside. And so one thing that a lot of our athletes have talked about doing is treating even their academics like it's a portion of their athletics. So they treat going to class, they treat studying like it's their practice. They regiment it the same way. They look at it as this, you know, this is period one, which is going through and making sure my notes are right. Period two, which is going through and making sure that I'm reading up on the cliff notes that, you know, professor gave me, which I thought is just a really interesting way of looking at things and keeping things in the frame perspective of being a student athlete.
And you did this in college, Keenan, but you're really talking about maybe youngsters, you know, young men, young women in high school, possibly even junior high, getting into this habit early, something you wish probably you would have known about earlier.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I was in high school, I really I was the person who always thought, you know, I don't need to take notes, I just remember it.
I did too, and my grades reflected it.
I think everyone who thought that probably assumed that, you know, yeah, I could just remember it. And you know what? You can never remember everything. And it goes the same way as, you know, playing. I look at everything from a football perspective. So if I'm thinking like I can remember this entire playbook, when you get to college, you get, you know, a big, big playbook that has every single audible and, you know, the what you're going to change to based on the formation and, you know, all of the different things that are going to happen. It gets to be a very intellectual game. You're not going to just remember it. You've got to practice and study it. So, you know, getting in the habit of thinking, oh, I've got to regiment this. I've got to write things down. I've got to keep a daily schedule, keep myself on task. That is a habit that will serve you not only when you get to college in your athletics, when you get out of college, when you get to the working world, when you get to maybe even playing pro. I know a lot of pro guys from my days in ball that, I mean, they have journals upon journals of notes about their, you know, playbooks and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's something you just never hear a lot about. I know, as a matter of fact, one of our other sponsors, PGC, Point Guard Camp, and they have a thing for, you know, kids coming in taking notes. They want you to take notes. A lot of it is almost classroom type setting instead of, you know, out on the basketball court. And so, you know, my dad, who's an engineer, used to say, hey, you know, for every hour in class you need to be at least 2 hours studying after class. And I'm like, whatever. And yeah, you know, after a couple of semesters on academic probation, it kind of got my attention, and I realized he was right. But if we could pass, you know, our mistakes and you know, as well as good things on to young kids, the habits that work and things that don't, which we do every week on here with the great folks at Sports Thread. And you need to get your app, by the way. I always want to throw in, make sure to get that app. I was, Keenan and I was at a basketball tournament yesterday, and a coach who I've known for forever came up to me and he said, what are you on? And I was showing him Sports Thread, and he was just amazed. I'm like, get on there, open your team up, put your kids on there. I mean, when coaches are at a tournament nowadays, they're going to get rid of those packets, those expensive $500 packets, and they're just going to go to the Sports Thread app. And then they've been doing that on our tournaments now for a while, but hopefully everybody here pretty soon. But I digress. Go right ahead.
No, man, and that's why you're ahead of the game. You know, you're past the old paper packets, and you're moving on to the virtual world. That's where everything's going now. I mean, everything's virtual, especially with this younger generation. I mean, Gen Z is the most independent generation that we're ever going to see because they were born, I guess myself and Gen Z, but, you know, we were born with technology. It was never, it's always been an option to just go and look it up yourself and seek the knowledge that we're talking about right now. So every single kid that's going to go on and listen to this is going to be able to, you know, listen to what we're talking about and digest it. And that's why I think this is one of the most, we're one of the most remarkable generations. This is one of the most remarkable generations because it's so self-sufficient and independent. But still, you know, you need to learn from, you need to learn from your elders and pick up on the mistakes that they've made. But I agree, man, you know, going, getting on writing, doing all of those things are so important. And one of the last things that our, athletes talked about was outlining your goals and, writing them on a sticky note or on your, you know, on your mirror in the morning or something like that, and just putting them in a place where you constantly are seeing them. And then that way, every single time you see your weekly, maybe your monthly, and maybe your yearly goals, maybe you break them up by academics, athletics, personal life, whatever you're looking for. And seeing those things every day and giving yourself that constant little reminder of, you know, this is what I've got to do in order to get to the next level. This is my goal. So I need to make sure that every single day, well, I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning and it's terrible. I'm doing it for this reason. And I think that was one of the best things I saw, not necessarily to keep yourself, you know, strictly regimented, but just to remind yourself every day of I'm working towards making a better life for myself. I'm working towards achieving a dream I've had for years and years and years. And I think that's incredibly valuable to, you know, give yourself that little positive piece of information every single day. Of, this is why I'm hungry. This is what I'm trying to do it for.
Well, you know, we've been doing this 34 years, and I tell people all the time, I've never, of course, the technology didn't exist until just a couple years ago, but what SportsThread has done is absolutely changed the rules of the recruiting game. Absolutely has done. And in this year, because of COVID, I think I would argue that SportsThread has become even bigger just because the virtual world became bigger than the actual world.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more that the pandemic and everything that's been going on has made it 1,000 times more important for athletes to have this personal online persona for coaches to be able to look at. And SportsThread is designed for that. We actually designed Certified Athlete for the reason that you just talked about. You know, it's really, coaches have trained for years to be able to recognize whether a kid has that innate ability to be the one who's always going to touch the line, who's always going to, you know, finish through and never going to skip reps, you know, the kind of just that dog mentality that a coach is really looking for. You know, they can spot that in a player when they meet them and when they talk to them, but it's really, really hard to do that online. And that is the reason why we created the Certified Athlete program within SportsThread. Basically, what that is it's a little check mark on your profile. You know, those are, you're our influencers. You're our champions of the app because you're the one who's doing every single one of those little things right and showing the coaches virtually that you are the one who is going to do the little things. You're going to upload your transcripts in the right way. You're going to hype up other players. You're going to make sure that you have every single piece of information coaches need and participate in challenges and do all these little things right so we can tell coaches, hey, you know, this little green check mark means that this person truly does care. They want to give that little bit extra effort to go play at the next level. And I think that's one thing that is missing out on virtual that we're that we have figured out a way to show coaches, you know, this person really does have that mentality that you just talked about.
Well, and I think those kids are the ones who are the influencers in their community, much like your college coach was the influencer in your community and over you. I mean, you know, a lot of things that coaches do, that people do when they get out of sports, they pick up great habits from great coaches. And in this case, you got SportsThread who's giving great information out there and these kids in the program. You know, they've gone through it, and they are the future leaders of our community, no doubt about it. Keenan, is too good having you on today. I always appreciate getting your brother on, and I've met your dad, too. They've come to Stillwater before and went to 8. And we'll have to get you to come out here and we'll go eat, maybe watch a little football in the fall if that works.
Absolutely, man. I'd love to come out and see the Sooners or the Cowboys play some games. It'd be quite the atmosphere, something I've always wanted to see. But I appreciate you getting on. And, we're going to start trying to get a certified athlete actually on, hopefully get you to ask him some questions here soon and get him some extra exposure. I think that'd be a great time, not only for our athletes, but for everyone listening and yourself as well.
Well, that'd be great, my man. Have a good weekend.
All right, Greg. Good talking to you, man. Have a good one.
You too. Keenan Leary from Sports Thread. Great having him on. His brother usually joins us, but he's probably up in the air right now at American Airlines or something like that. But we'll take a break. We'll have a good friend on, Scott Swiden, who we've had on over the years. He's opinionated. He makes me look non-opinionated, which is pretty good, but Scott's a good guy. We'll have him on after these great messages from our sponsors. You're listening to Greg Swaim Show.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with a check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Through the most difficult times, the 2021 graduates have persevered to reach their goals, and Simmons Bank would like to congratulate each and every one of you. To those graduating from Oklahoma State University, Stillwater High, and all the area high schools, Simmons Bank is proud of your accomplishments. For all of your future financial needs, we're here for you. Simmons Bank, Stillwater.
After more than 100 years in business, Tiger Drug is still more than proud to recognize all of the graduation classes from Oklahoma State, Stillwater High, and our many surrounding communities. So from Brandy Moore, Carla Knight, Craig Stone, and all of the pharmacy tech and staff at Tiger Drug, a sincere congratulations.
Stillwater's Family Fun Center is the ultimate air trampoline park on North Country Club Road. Come jump with us. We've got foam pits, dodgeball, basketball hoops, group rates, birthday parties, and more. Get all the details at ultimateairstillwater.com.
And longtime listeners of the show will remember our good friend Scott Sliden. I don't know, and I was telling Bill this earlier, I don't know if there's anybody from the 70s until now that as a actual member of the athletic program with Ike Gross, when I met Scott back in the day, we're pretty old now, but he knows pretty much everybody who's been an influencer, the word we used with our last guest, at OSU. And so we can go back, and I know a lot of our listeners are my age or even older, and so we can reminisce a little bit with our good friend Scott Sliden, who's now a college coach again down in West Texas.
No, high school.
Why did I say college?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you've been college coach. Tell folks about that, because I know a lot of folks listening know you or know of you, and then you might be interested in what you're doing right now.
Well, it was a kind of a fluky thing. I was, like a lot of people a year ago, fell into the unemployment side with all the virus activity in springtime, was laid off from Hertz Corporation, and a couple weeks later, of course, they went into bankruptcy. And in July, I got an email from a far West Texas football coach and AD. We need a tennis coach. And I look at the map, and I'm thinking, Andrews, Texas. Well, I knew of Andrews and their tennis program from the Niffen family that we were familiar with at Oklahoma State. Had a junior college coach at Tyler, whose brother had coached at Andrews for almost 30 years. And so I knew of the program, but I didn't know exactly where it was. And I looked at the map, and I said, oh, I don't want to move that far away. And then the next email was, well, here's what you would make. And my next reply was, where do I sign? So Andrews, Texas, here I am in the desert. And when I say desert, this is just like if you were living in Las Vegas without all the lights.
Without all the good stuff.
this is part of the desert.
Yeah.
And
how close are you to Big Spring?
About 60 miles to the east.
Yeah,
of here.
Bill's pulling it up on a map right now. We're looking at it. Yeah, Big Spring's where
we're
my 30 mom's family's from.
30 miles north of Odessa. And roughly 40 northwest of Midland. So in the middle of the Odessa area, it is right in the middle of the Permian Basin and all the oil. So the oil economy drives this area quite a bit, but great athletic programs here in Andrews. We just had a relay team at the state track meet the last few days. This is the one that cracks me up, and Coach Holder will appreciate this. The girls' golf program here has won 9 state championships in a row and going for their 10th, and they're heavily favored for their 10th. They almost, in Texas, for some reason, you're allowed to enter 2 teams into the playoffs in golf. Their second team missed making the state tournament by like 2 strokes.
That's it.
So girls golf is incredible here. And not having an immediate metropolitan area, that's just shocking to me how a golf program can be that strong. But they're lucky to have a PGA professional here in town who operates the county course, which is also unusual in and of itself. And it's just a great athletic program. Our athletic director, football coach, Coach Mason, was Lincoln Riley's coach at Mule Shoe, believe it or not. So he has a really strong pedigree as well. The good thing is in high school in Morton, Texas, Coach Mason was a tennis player, made the state tournament, played at South Plains College, and then as he got into coaching, coached tennis for several years. So you'd think football coaches in West Texas don't care anything about the other sports, but he really is heavily involved with tennis and all the sports programs. We're lucky to have him here and all the administration here. They're fantastic. And for me to say that about school administrators, they have to be impressive.
Yeah, I've had talks with you about school administrators over the years.
Yeah. And Bill's pulling it up.
Scott, Bill's pulling it up on the map. We're Google mapping it now by satellite map. And, man, your football stadium's really nice.
It is. It's almost an architectural carbon copy of San Angelo of Angelo State down in San Angelo.
Gotcha.
Same style, not as big, but it's called the Mustang Bowl. It's really unique. And right next to it, you'll see that performance center. By the way, they have a tremendous swim program here, and I'll bet you may have a listener who's very invested in the swim program here. I don't know if you know John Rex.
I do not.
He used to be a pharmacist in town. But his brother-in-law is the swim coach here, has been for about 30 years. This swim program has to compete with 5A and 6A schools, and they're still, last year, I believe, they were 14th in the country as a swim program.
Wow.
And that's they have a facility inside that performance center that has hosted college swim meets before, swimming and diving. Our baseball team has advanced to the area portion of playoffs. Softball team was in area portion this weekend. I don't know how they did yesterday. They lost their first game. Tennis-wise, we are a top 15 program in Class 4A. We are in the largest and toughest region for tennis. We have schools from Argyle clear down to El Paso, clear up to Pampa and Borger. I mean, it covers about two-thirds of the state.
Yeah, that's one region. Bigger than a lot of countries.
The toughest teams.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Scott, let's talk about the Oklahoma State a little bit. Now that we know where you're at, and ladies, I'll let you know he's single, and I can get you that contact information, but I'll be scouting for him, you know, how that works. Scott, let's talk about back when we were in school. Things in the last, it's almost 40-plus years now, have really changed Oklahoma State. Every program, it seems like, from obviously football all the way down to the, you know, so-called non-revenue Olympic sports, everybody has nice facilities now. They have nice everything.
Yeah. It's incredible how that part has changed, because other than baseball, facilities were terrible when you and I were in college, and the baseball was brand new at the time.
Well, baseball was really bad right before that, though.
Right. Oh, that's what I'm saying. It was brand new at the time we were in school.
Right.
Literally. But, you know, it's amazing the transformation on that campus. But what's more impressive to me is, and I've talked about this to some of my coaching colleagues down here, is when we were in school, the coaches that were at Oklahoma State, you think about it, it's phenomenal that you had Jimmy Johnson, Gary Ward, Mike Holder, Tom Chesbro, James Wadley, Ike Gross,
Coach Hanson.
These people, Paul Hanson, I mean, and Mr. Iba was still around. The people that I got to know, not just tennis and basketball did I learn, but I learned about coaching. When you could hear and listen to Gary Ward's advice and Tom Holliday's advice, and you listen to Coach Chesbro was one of my, and Coach Hanson were, you know, a couple of my great mentors, other than Coach Gross and Coach Wadley, and Holder as well. I mean, I like to tell people the story, and I told Holder this a couple of years ago, reminded him, and he'd forgotten. I was in on the lunch meeting between he and Tom Fazio about Karsten's design.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, and that was fluky.
From the Genesis.
At Jake's Rib out on, you know, North Boomer. So, you know, it was amazing the things that I was able to soak in and learn. Those people had some of the great programs in Big 8 history, and without facilities. It's amazing to me now how that even happened. And it was a tribute to the coaching staff and the fact that, all the athletes knew each other. That still goes on today at Oklahoma State. It's just a special place.
Will you agree with me, though, Scott? I know a lot of people have said this. I agree with it 100%. Eddie Sutton is who saved the athletic program, but then later, in later years, obviously Boone Pickens with Mike Holder took it to another level.
Well, you know, it's funny because when they went into the Big 12, that's about the time Gary Ward retired, and he privately told a lot of people that that was going to be the demise of Oklahoma State because they couldn't compete with Texas. And in a lot of ways, that was correct. But you're right. Coach Sutton had a great deal to do with getting people involved. And much as I don't have a fondness for Terry Don Phillips, he did have a bit of a vision and did kickstart things a little bit.
And he did all right at Clemson, too.
Well, yeah. they had a lot of things already in place.
They did.
But nonetheless, those people kind of kickstarted things. And then, you know, when Coach Holder was made the athletic director, and you know, a lot of people really didn't know anything more about him than he won, you know, more golf titles than anybody in history. But the man knew his business, and he knew how to operate. And though he wasn't the most charismatic leader, his business savvy was more than just Boone Pickens. Now, that certainly didn't hurt, but Mike Holder is kind of one of those business savants. And the simple fact that, you know, athletics has had not just success on the field, but in the pocketbook over the last 15 years is a tribute to Mike Holder and his ability to understand that he didn't go into deficit spending. He made sure everything was paid for before the fact. And that's one of the reasons why you've seen this now continued success. And it's great to see, you know, even though we didn't win the softball series with OU, you can tell that these kids believe. Because when I turned it off today, it was 6-0. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, here goes another OU run reel. And I flip it back over a little later, and it's 10-8. I'm like, these kids are tough. And Gajewski's done a great job. You know how I feel about Josh Holiday. I mean, he comes from the lineage, and you know, you've got perhaps the greatest coaching staff, college coaching staff ever assembled.
How could anybody compare? Two Hall of Famers.
Who has a volunteer coach that used to manage the Yankees for crying out loud? Okay, good luck with that. That's not happening. So, and then football. I think that Mike Gundy has done a tremendous job. I know there are a lot of doubters out there, a lot of people that want to change. Be careful what you wish for, because you just can't duplicate what he's done. Everybody thinks it's easy now with the facilities, but you know, in some ways now our facilities are lagging behind a little bit in some areas, even though they're outstanding, but they're not on the level of Alabama and Oklahoma and Texas and Tennessee and, you know, places like that, Texas A&M, I mean, those are the ones. They've got the big bucks.
And I don't want to say never, but, man, the money's hard to beat.
It is. You're right, and that's the big thing. But, you know, all of our sports have had some success the last 5 to 10 years, and a lot of it's based on facilities. I got to throw my buddy Chris Young in there. You know, when I was there, we hosted an NCAA tournament in 1985 in Oklahoma City, and that was the first time that we won what was then a first-round match, which was round of 16, and almost won a quarterfinals match. And I always wondered all these years, I knew Oklahoma State could compete in a top 10 level, but I didn't know if they could ever get over that hump and be a threat to win a national championship. Well, they proved it 4 years ago when they finished second and just barely, when they almost won a national title. Facilities definitely made a difference there. Of course, it also is the coaches. And once again, Holder has hired some great people. I know that Chad Weiberg will do a terrific job.
Oh, yes, he will.
Of course, I was acquainted with his dad the year that he was at Oklahoma State with Coach Hansen. I've talked to Jared. He's a great young man, and he's going to do a terrific job continuing what Coach Holder and Mr. Pickett started.
You met Chad.
Chad, sorry. I know from what I've seen, I feel confident that the new president, Dr. Shrum, will do a great job as well.
Big into softball now.
Well, you know, it's hard to lose your president and athletic director at the same time. And I think we're fortunate in the fact that there are two people standing in line that have kind of been groomed for those positions,
yes,
and have that same legacy mentality that, that the past administration has had. So I think things are in good hands, and you'll see some continued success with all the sports.
Scott, we've got just a few minutes. Wanted to talk to you about you have an affinity, I know, out of all the sports. You love all the sports, but you have an affinity for women's basketball. And I always give you credit when we talk about the women's program, the success they've had, and the success I think they'll continue to have under Jim Littell and his staff. But many, many years ago, when the long time coaches retired, Halterman and Jackie,
what was it, 2002 or 2003?
Yeah, and they went and hired Julie Goodenough. But at that time, you and I were both pushing for a guy we knew, you more so because you knew him better, Jim Littell. And here he is 20 years later doing a great job here at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I was glad to see that he joined Coach Budke at the time. And Jim is a very cerebral, X's and O's basketball coach. He's a great basketball mind. He understands the game, and he's a student of the game. At the time, Coach Budke had the personality that was necessary and the basketball pedigree as well, but they made a great team. I think that Coach Littell and Coach Annan have made a great team as well. And, you know, they've done some really solid recruiting. I think the team this year, quite honestly, had they had, one more player that was a bit more of a consistent scorer, they could have, they had a shot at the national champions of all,
Yeah, they did.
They had some chances in that game, and Natasha didn't have the kind of game that she would like to have had, but they still hung in there. And that's a testament to how good of a coach Jim is. It's great to see that they've kind of got some established. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens now with Mulkey leaving the conference. You know, it certainly opens the door for our buddy Vic Schaefer down at Texas to do some damage now, because obviously the dynamic of recruiting will change a little bit. And I don't know that Baylor can continue the success they've had. Not that they didn't hire a good quality coach, but they had something special going there.
Yeah, they really did. I was a little bit shocked to see that.
I was too.
I wouldn't have been shocked to see her go to La Tech or alma mater, because, if she could get that turned around, she can go anywhere and turn it around, I'm convinced, anywhere in the South at least. But I've never liked her. I'm not going to lie to you. I've interviewed her enough where she's just so snotty. You just want to, I won't say what you want to do, but she is not a likable person, let's put it that way.
Well, unless she's on your team, you're not gonna have much affection for her. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm not alone. I know that. Scott, great having you on, my friend. Hopefully we can have you on a couple times more during the summer to talk a little bit of recruiting.
I'm kind of out of that.
Are you out of that loop
nowadays?
Now?
Well, but yeah, pretty much. I just, it's a little different world out here. There are some pretty good girls basketball teams up the road, I'm not that far from Plainview and Canyon, about 3 hours, but that's a really rich area of girls basketball. But
we used to do shootouts at there at Canyon Texas Western, or what was it called now? It was West Texas A&M.
West Texas A&M used to be West Texas State.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, Scott, good talk to you. Glad everything's going good. I'll probably talk to you later in the week if that's okay.
That's fine. Appreciate it, Greg.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Scott, again.
Scott Swadden, our old friend from back in the day here at Oklahoma State. We'll take a final break. We'll be back after these messages.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Congratulations to the class of 2021 from your friends at IQ Car Wash. Don't forget to drive up to graduation in style with a smooth, clean ride. Visit IQ Car Wash on West 6th and coming soon, our new location on Perkins. Good luck in the future from IQ Car Wash.
Stillwater Medical Center would like to take this time to say congratulations to all of the 2021 high school graduates and graduation classes for Oklahoma State University. Feel proud of your accomplishments as they wish you the best of luck in all your future pursuits. From the doctors, nurses, and staff at Stillwater Medical Center. The Hideaway would like to salute all the 2021 grads from Oklahoma State University for a job well done. And the Hideaway is especially proud of their very own grads, Isaac Jackson, Brenna DeHaas, Arden Winters, Cameron McClinty, Rachel Begun, and Preston Moore. Best of luck to all from the Hideaway on Campus Corner.
And I want to thank our guests, Keenan Leary from Sports Thread, and Scott Swatton, our good friend. Of course, Bill Van Ness running the boards for us, production engineer. Appreciate that, and appreciate all you good folks listening. Hope you have a great week, and hope you had a great Mother's Day. Want to give a special shout-out to my mom, Charlene Swaim, and my beautiful bride of 30 years, Paula Swaim. You guys have a great weekend.
stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes.